Welcome back to another episode of Girl Boss Podcast. I'm your host, Debbie Sugar, and today's episode is on appreciation and gratitude. Hey guys, happy Saturday. Today actually is one of my most special podcasts. So I'm 10 years into my journey living overseas. This marks a decade long of just growth, discomfort, and so much adversity, so many good times, so many tears, so many smiles. I couldn't be more grateful for the person that I've become. And I want to make this podcast so that when I have kiddies one day, they can listen in, and when they're about to leave the nest and make bold moves and do things for themselves, they will have this there. And I'll also have it here for myself to listen back to when I want to reflect in another 10 years and hear out like the person that I was today versus who I'm about to become. So we're always evolving. We're always growing. There's always things that we want to do. If you're listening to this, you're probably somebody that really wants to be appreciative and grateful for your life. And you have absolutely every reason, even if things aren't comfortable or good right now, to be just that. And I can honestly say 2021 has been a horrific year for me, but it's also had some of the highest highs. And for that, I am so, so grateful, because I do remind myself each and every day of the things that I do have. And not every year and not every month and not every season in life is going to be perfect. And I think more than ever, especially when you live overseas, like if you are left alone, you are left alone. Like I don't have family here. I don't have any, like, obviously it's familiar now, but there is so much of this that's not home as well. So I have to create that feeling of home. And that comes from appreciation and gratitude of what is good. And us humans, we get really scared to do things because we have not really just the fear of failure. And I think this is what a lot of people don't get. People don't really, like, actually expect to win a lot of the time. Do you know what I mean? Like, people always expect, like, it's really rare to find somebody that thinks they're going to win at everything. So I don't think we have as much of a fear of failure as we do a fear of non-familiarity, doing something new and just not being sure of what that's going to mean for our lives or how that might affect us. And I think that's one of the key things that I've learned in this journey. We as humans love familiarity. If we feel we're safe, we feel happier, we feel more comfortable, and things just seem to flow a little bit better for us. Now, when I talk about gratitude and I talk about appreciation, I've really had to give myself that choice, because there's a lot of times in this journey and in this process, and I'm sure it's the same for literally everyone, whether you leave your home or not, whenever there's growth involved and you're really trying to grow, there's going to be a lot of times where you face adversity, but at the same time, you also face so much more experience. And so I look at it in two ways, and I always think to myself, like, what am I more grateful for? The fact that I've experienced something that, you know, I wouldn't have if I didn't do this, and I'm still here, I'm still alive, you know, it hurt, it caused whatever kind of issues, etc., but things are actually always going to be okay again. And so when you, like, dwell on the adversity side and find things a big struggle, you do lose gratitude and you do lose appreciation, whether it be for people or for things that you're doing or even experiences that you've had. Like, your brain can really warp you into fearing and making it seem as though, like, you're not emotionally or mentally capable of being too far out of your comfort zone because of how you frame the times that you have been out of your comfort zone. So appreciation and gratitude are like, they're at the forefront of my mind at all times, because it is a slippery slope downward to really stop you from doing anything in the future that's actually going to be productive and meaningful to your life. And it blurs the lines between what's good and what's not good if you haven't got those two things at the forefront of your mind. As soon as, like, things start to change or something happens, people freak out. And I wanted to talk about that as well, because change is inevitable, and there's going to be good change and there's going to be bad change. There's going to be minimal change when you just want things to sit for a while, and that is completely fine. And there's also going to be changes that you make that you think might make you happier, that are a bit more you and a bit safer, that actually over time really wear off quickly because the changes are insignificant enough to push you into a situation where you have to choose how you're going to frame. And if you don't have the ability and the foresight to be able to navigate whether you're going to frame things as being too challenging, too difficult, too hard, affecting you badly, like all this adversity, all this unfamiliarity, all these fears getting like brought to the surface, if that's how you're going to go about it, then you're going to decline and go backwards, or stop what you're doing, or even lose some stuff that could have been really beneficial to you. And that is the reality. There's been times when I've made this mistake and it's never gotten me anywhere. Nowhere that I'm proud of, nowhere that I really feel like I've benefited from. You have to be able to see the benefit in doing something. And that is why I wanted to talk about being grateful and appreciative, because times in life are going to be tough. Like, we're going to lose things. We're going to be in situations that we just feel are so freaking hard and so unfair and so unnecessary, but they happen. And if you can't see the other things outside of that one thing, because usually it is like one or two things, and I know we go through times as well where everything just seems to be going wrong, but that's also an opportunity to be grateful, because what about the times that haven't been like that, you know? And that's how I really like to look at it. And this is not minimizing problems or anything like that, but like, how are you supposed to get through life being happy if every time you take a step forward you're taking 10 steps back? It's just like, that's a cycle that you want to be able to break. And by being alone in, not alone, but by being overseas and away from family, I didn't have my mom and dad to run to. If I didn't have a job, I didn't have someone there to go, you know, I'm just going to pick you up every time you fall, and that's going to be there forever. I've had more people walk out on me than stay, because the reality is, like, that is what happens when you're not around family, when you're not around people that are just there no matter what. It's going to be a tougher road, but it also teaches you to be really grateful to what you do have, what you've been through, and to really, really choose the way that you want to live life. Because what is the point of doing anything? What is even the point if you're going to continue making life harder than what it needs to be? Like, challenges are going to come. Even if you don't try anything, challenges are going to come. If they are going to prevent you from propelling forward and reaching a limitless lifestyle, like, you literally get one life. How on earth are you going to live a meaningful life? How are you going to be happy? Like, you need to ask yourself this. And that is why I wanted to do this podcast. Like, life is about love. It's about loving what you do. Like, it's about loving the moments for what they are. Like, you've got to go through so many things to get to the good side. And you've got to be there for yourself. And if you're there for yourself, you can really be there for others. Like, you can encourage others. Like, I know... sorry about that. I know that, like, when I have kids one day, like, they will see things in a way that is framed positively, because they're going to be taught gratitude. They're going to be taught their individuality is so important. They're going to be pushed to be the highest version of themselves in the way that suits them and fits their personalities best. They're going to be strong. They're going to be courageous. And it's because I've had to do it and I know the benefits of it. They're going to have to stand on their own through challenges, and they're going to also know how to be unconditional in love and support for each other, for themselves, and for other people. Because I want anyone that's associated with me to have a meaningful life. Like, I don't really care if people want to, you know, not have that, then let them go. Like, but if you want to have that and you want to really understand what that takes, it is your attitude toward life. Like, you're going to just wind up in so much downtime dealing with problems that you're creating worse in your mind if you don't understand the power of being appreciative. Like, there is all this good stuff going right at the time that something is going wrong. And although the problem that's going wrong may be more significant in this moment, It is in this moment. If you can't fix problems and you can't get through adversity, you can't right your wrongs, you're just going to live with things like resentment, guilt, remorse, shame, sadness, pain, and you're just going to want to escape. You're just going to want to stop, and it's not going to get you anywhere. Like I said, I've done this in the past. Like, I know the consequences of being really, really disappointed in myself, and I promised myself that I wouldn't do that again because it sucks. And as the more and more I took on challenges, I owned my mistakes, I was responsible, I kept growing, I kept choosing to see the glass half full, the further and further and further away from that disappointment mindset I was, because I started to trust myself more. And because I was on my own, away from family, unfamiliar, I had to trust myself outside of that as well. So it's really important to actually be that person if you want to be able to trust yourself to go for things, and you want to be able to be the best version of yourself. Because even if you walk away from people or you run away from things that you want to do, it still lives in your mind. It still lives on your timeline. It still lives on your history. And it doesn't mean it's going to define you unless you keep doing that. Do you know what I mean? There has to be a change at some point. There's got to be a turning point, and there's always a turning point for everyone. So if that is you and you're like, wow, I'm really fucked up so much, like, I could have made that so much easier, I could have made that so much better, I really did make that a lot worse than what it needed to be, all that beating up yourself is just making things worse. You just need to actually commit to, like, you need to obviously admit to what you've done, because if we don't recognize what we're like, then we can't make any changes. So self-awareness is number one, but it's not self-awareness to beat yourself up. Like, this is one of the things that brought me to a state of gratitude and appreciation. I was like, you are so, I was just so blasé. Like, I just honestly, like, I'm not disappointed in myself for being like that, because I was pretty young, but, and I've had other little times as well where I haven't been the best version of myself. And I don't want to ever point the finger outward. I want to look at, like, well, you also at that time in your life, when you think about it, you had all this other stuff that really made you happy. But at that time, when I wasn't evolved enough and I didn't have my own self-control, I just blamed everything around me. I got reactive and I was just falling into, like, traps that, like, just honestly, like, subconsciously, we make ourselves disappointed and we make ourselves ungrateful and we make ourselves lack appreciation, because we're already inside not feeling that good about ourselves because of our own history, because of the person that we are. So we feel like we don't deserve to be grateful and we don't deserve to appreciate good things, because there is a subconscious thing that's telling us, based on how we go about things and what we actually do, not what we say, what we actually do and have done, that makes us feel like we shouldn't really have that level of gratitude, because deep down we know that we don't deserve it. It took me a long time to get past the point of where I felt like I didn't deserve to be grateful. I didn't know it at the time, but there was part of me that was like, well, like, I'm not really doing anything that, like, is super special or is that important. Like, I'm not that proud of myself. So, like, I wasn't in the position to be grateful. I was actually quite disappointed in who I was, and I was comparing myself a lot, and it really affected me to other people, because it was kind of like me, like, holding a mirror up to my face in some ways, and just looking at, like, the person that I was and who I actually could be was everywhere. Like, it's on social media, it's, like, around you, especially when you move from, like, a small town to a big city, you see and your eyes are open up to, like, what's possible and what people your age are doing and what they've got and, like, how happy they are and how fit they are. And it was like holding a mirror up going, like, what are you actually doing? And so gratitude and appreciation just wasn't there for me. I'd already taken a leap, but as soon as I, like, opened my eyes to what was around me, I wanted to take inspiration as soon as possible. And I wanted to really break out of the person that I was, because it actually didn't have any benefits to my life. Like, it literally did not make me feel better about myself. So yeah, I was having a lot of fun with friends. I was doing a lot of the things that I did at home and with new friends here, But like it was literally like just moving country to go and do a lot of the same things that I was doing, working, going out at the weekends, doing things, you know, here and there. But still, I just didn't have the level of appreciation that I have now. And it wasn't until I literally started looking inside and I was like, something just doesn't feel right. And at the time, I was like, I'm going to leave my relationship. So I left my ex-boyfriend, did all this stuff to really look at who I was. And it kind of just dawned on me one day that I was just my biggest problem. I was like, you've never given 100% to anything. And I actually started looking at people that were successful. And I wasn't doing it because I wanted to make money or be like them. I was doing it because I was like, why are they so fulfilled and happy? Like it was about how they started and ended each day. And I was like, that's what I'm going to be. That's what I'm going to be. I don't care what I have to do to feel like that. I just want to feel like every single day is exciting. And I just want to wake up knowing that I'm doing something that is like actually making me a better person. And that was what the turning point for me. Everything then became purposeful. Everything I did, things that I said no to. You hear this a lot, but you have to say no to doing things. And you don't get lonely when you have a mission in life, when you have a purpose, when you're creating stuff, when you're building stuff. Like, that's who I want in my life. That's who I want to be around. That's what I want my kids to be like. I don't want my kids to be unfulfilled. Like, I don't want people in my life to be unfulfilled, because it's going to be a case of like vicious toxic cycles otherwise. And that starts with you. If you're vicious and toxic to yourself, you're going to be vicious and toxic in your relationships, in anything that's close enough to you, because you're not happy. And it's nothing to do with anything on the outside. It's a lack of appreciation. It's a lack of gratitude. It's a lack of self-worth. It's a lack of self-esteem, and it is because you're not doing things that fulfill you. And you can coexist and do them without moving country as well. You don't need to like escape your now life. It's just a decision on what you're not doing currently that you could be doing, and how you could be acting that could change your whole life. It changes how you see everything. Like, you cope so much better in times of challenge. You like just assume everything will be okay because it will. You trust yourself more. You're just so much more dedicated, not only to yourself, to other people. Like, everything has more depth to it. And even if you're without your loved ones or you've lost someone or whatever it is, you're always going to be okay, because over time you just learn to value each and every day for what it is. And because everything that you do has, not everything, but you know, if you actually, yeah, everything that you do actually serves a purpose. For me this year, I've had to incorporate balance. So going out with friends, doing that, like taking, because I'm in a different position now and I've grown to a point where like I need a bit more balance in my life, making new friends, going out with them, setting work hours. Like, I'm at a level where I've put in the hard years. I've worked a lot. I've done a lot of saying no. I've missed a lot of birthday parties of my own. I've done all of that because I was trying to be a better version of myself, and I really appreciated the life that I did have. And to be honest, I didn't, and I don't feel like I need to break it, because the fulfillment is there. Like, I've just gotten to a point in life where I'm just so grateful and appreciative for anyone that nurtures me, for anyone that's kind to me, for anything that's worked for me. And that is the stuff that I focus on. I don't focus on all the things that are going to make me feel like I made mistakes, feel like I have messed up at times, because we're human beings. We are going to make mistakes. We are going to say things that are incorrect. We're going to do it, and I'm going to do it again and again. All you can do is own it. And like I said, be prepared to solve it. If you fuck up something, like, I'm also the person that wants to take on the challenge to resolve. And that is a huge thing, because there's like ignoring and running away from problems when you mess up. That just lead to nothing beneficial ever. Just like stays on your timeline as something that you just ignored and abandoned. And to be honest, you may hurt people in that process. You may hurt yourself in that process, but it never gets anyone anything good. So the other option there is to own it, be responsible, and really try and solve it with your whole heart. And you will get there. You will find good out of it. Every time I do something or go into something or want something, this journey has taught me to take it on. Like, do not leave yourself in a position where you know you've quit, because every time somebody looks you in the eyes and trusts you in the future, there's something inside of you that knows that you have the capability to quit. But I don't want to be that person. I don't want to look anyone in the eyes, and I don't want to look my children in the eyes knowing that I have capability to quit. It's not a circumstantial thing. Like, it's got to be an everything thing. You've got to be able to be truthful. And when you give your word, it has to be impeccable. It has to be your word. It makes you a really good person. And that's the reason why appreciating challenges is so important. Because like I said, you want to be able to look your loved ones and people in the eyes and have them know, no matter what, this person is going to be there. She's rock solid. And I know this is like very much so like not like, I know girls are empowering girls a lot more now, but us women are so capable of this. We don't need to rely on men to be that. And I think like every human is capable of that, but it comes from a place of being seriously in control of what your behaviors, actions, and attitudes are, and being that appreciative for life, because that is the person that I want people to be surrounded by. That is the person I want to give to others. That is the person I want to give to projects. That is the reason why fear doesn't come into my mind. It's because I know that no matter what, I won't quit on things unless I'm forced to quit. And sometimes you're going to be out of control in that, and it's about accepting that people aren't at that level. Like, if somebody quits on a person that has this mindset, then obviously they're just put beneath that, and that's their choice, you know. I feel like life is just a place where you really do get to be this incredible human being. Like, you get to be that, and why would you ever settle for less for yourself? Like, it's not about being better than anybody else. It's about giving better to everybody else collectively. And that is what this journey has taught me. If I had listened to a podcast like this 10 years ago, I don't even think I would have understood the meaning and the depth and what I'm talking about today. I don't even think I would have had the vocab to really to even speak like this, because I didn't read enough. I didn't listen to the right people. I didn't understand things in a way that I do today. And so this message is so, so important. And it sounds unfun and things like that, but it's so important, because so many people are going to tell you it's unrealistic to be this and that and whatever. But it's so highly unrealistic to be happy when you have not done any inner work and you're not appreciative and grateful. Like, people act in this world, like even experts, like I do read things and I'm like, are like the psychology of dealing with problems sometimes for me, like almost makes problems so much worse. I've never had therapy until this year, and I am a big fan. I think you should always speak about your problems. Like, it is actually proven that speaking does make things better. So like, it's good to do that. But also it can like maximize the problem sometimes if you're not speaking to the right people, and that includes friends and family. If like other people aren't evolved to make you see a way out and like close that door on an issue or give you confidence in your ability to be okay and actually be there in a way that lifts you higher, not makes you prolong your pain, it's so much better. But people act as if like we're all going to be here forever. Like, you could literally die in 3 days, and then you've just spent your past 3 days focused heavily on stuff that you can't control anymore. You know, it's really simple to meditate and to clear your mind and be present, but people don't ever offer, well, they're starting to offer meditation as a solution, but they're also saying to people that are highly anxious or highly depressed or highly, like, their brain is highly focused on patterns that have already been self-destructive or are really, really difficult to break out of at the moment. And they basically give them like meditation. And it's so hard to sit and meditate when you're already like rattled to the point of where like you can't even sit down and not meditate. You can't even sit down and watch TV. And so when you're doing that, it's so hard. But like, in my opinion, I would say do walking meditation, like move if you're anxious and get your body moving and do that and you'll be productive. Like you can literally hit as many steps as you want and take that time to do that whilst meditating. You can actually walk meditate. You know, if you're, you know, depressed, for example, I think they say not to do too much meditation when you're depressed, but you need to do, you know, try and find solutions to lift yourself up, because there's always reasons to things and there's always patterns that evolve over time that make us feel a certain way. And it's so hard to get from a really low point to being grateful because you're dealing with something that's highly, like it's consuming all of you. And that can be on a physical, emotional, mental, spiritual level, which is fine. But if you just like figure out a way to breathe and cope in that moment and start getting present, even if you got those feelings of sickness and scaredness, like those things will pass. And all you have to do is sort of like get yourself to a space where you are letting out, you're just cleansing, basically. Like you've got to cleanse a lot of what's happened in the past and like truly cleanse that, like wipe that slate clean, like remove the toxins. I like saunas. If I'm feeling really down or something's really bothered me, I'll go in the sauna. I'll just do a lot of cleansing, a lot of water drinking, vitamins, really good teas. Like I'll just honestly cleanse my body. Like that's what I always think of. Cleanse this thing out. Okay. Like that's what I want to do. And until I start regaining clarity, I then start to, you know, go to the next stage and the next stage. And before you know it, like honestly, as long as you know you're continuing to move away from that space and that is your goal, it's awesome because you actually have an aim, if that makes sense. So no matter where you are in life, no matter how bad or good you're feeling, there's always an aim and there's levels, and that's the good thing about it. You don't need to worry about how things have been for 100 years if you want. You actually can start at any level, and this is the most important part of this, and that's what I've noticed. I've always had different levels, and sometimes you're going to fall back to old levels and things, but you know the next time around you'll be so much better at navigating out of them. So when you give it a good go from time number one, you'll actually, and you keep going, that's the most important thing. You just got to make sure that you keep going. Your life is worth it. You deserve it. So no matter what state you're in, you don't have to make any life jumps. You just need to make the decision to move away from the place that you don't want to be and move toward, like baby steps, like honestly, baby steps. Like the first thing that you want to do is just cleanse away whatever it is that isn't making you feel good about yourself, is disappointing. You want to reform bonds. You want to say sorry to people. You want to do forgiveness. You want to do all of that stuff so that you don't carry this baggage. And then after that, you can actually start to heal. And I don't really like the word heal, but you just cleanse, just remove all of that baggage and all of that weight that's been maybe fears, doubts, insecurities, bullying, traumas, things like that. Try and cleanse yourself of those, because if one human can live life without that trauma, it's not minimizing you at all, but you don't actually need to carry it because we're both in the same space, if that makes sense. We're both living the actual same life. So you can access the same feelings as a person that's really happy and fulfilled and grateful, but you need to move away from where you're at now in order to access that, because life is going to hit us hard. And if we know how to access that and we know what it feels like and we can keep ourselves there for long enough and we can keep ourselves grateful and appreciative, life changes drastically. And so that is one of the things that I have learned in this 10 years. I honestly thought that there was just like, that normal was just normal, and I didn't even know what that was. So all I wanted to say in this podcast was, do not give up on yourself. Don't give up on others. Never quit. Reflect back to see how far you've come and start your journey today with aims. Like if you don't have life aims, it's going to be hard, because when you look back, you're you're not really going to be looking back at how far you've come. You're going to be looking back at what you haven't done. So make sure that you're not going to do that for the next 5 years, 10 years. Look, make a decision today to look back and go, I did this, 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 and this. I'm so proud. I made my life worth living. And so it's a decision. You can do it. You have no reason not to. You are incredible. And I can't wait to hear about what you guys did. And happy 10 years to me. I'll see you guys next week. Bye.